5D Listening Skills. Exercise 2B, page 76.
Good evening. My name's Tom King, and welcome to the show. Now, as we all know, the town centre is a busy place, and heavy traffic has been a problem for a long time. In addition, a recent report in the local newspaper revealed that asthma and other illnesses that affect breathing are on the rise. In the studio tonight, we have Sarah Toft from Bentham Cycling Club, who has some suggestions about how to solve this worrying situation. So, Sarah, what's the solution?
Cycle lanes, Tom. They can reduce the pollution we face every day. I cycle into work every day, and the exhaust fumes from traffic jams are terrible. Now, I know we can't ban lorries in the town centre. They have work to do there, or public transport. But we can encourage people to cycle into work instead of driving their cars. Bicycles are environmentally friendly, so they don't cause any pollution. And let's not forget that cycling is great exercise.
Yes, but the town centre is very old with lots of narrow streets. Is there enough room for cycle lanes?
The streets in the town centre are only narrow because of illegal parking. There are cars parked down both sides of the streets. We need more traffic wardens patrolling those streets to enforce the law. Take away those cars and there is plenty of room for everyone. Cars, bicycles and pedestrians.
That's a good point. I can't remember the last time I saw a traffic warden fining someone.
Another advantage of cycle lanes is that they protect cyclists. When I cycle on the road, I have to watch out for dangerous drivers or speeding cars. Heavy traffic is bad enough, but if we had cycle lanes, cyclists wouldn't have to worry so much about getting hit by a car or a lorry.
Perhaps, but don't cyclists sometimes cause accidents themselves?
Of course, but not often. If there are no cycle lanes, cars might drive very close to the edge of the road. This will not give enough room for cyclists to get past, and means that the cyclist may need to move further into the road or to go around cars. This can cause problems for drivers who aren't expecting cyclists to swerve onto their part of the road. We have to educate cyclists, drivers, and pedestrians about what cycle lanes are for and how to use them. Cycle lanes are definitely the best answer to the problem.
I can see that you've got very strong opinions about cycle lanes. I remember the enjoyment I got from cycling when I was young. I used to go everywhere by bike, but when I learnt to drive and got my first car, I forgot all about cycling. We drive everywhere these days, even if we're only going next door. It seems to me that this is a good opportunity to get back on our bikes. You never know, we might enjoy it again. My thanks to Sarah, and on next week's show we have...